Ever catch yourself eating the same flavorless dinner 3 days in a row? Dreaming of something better? Well, HelloFresh is your guilt-free dream come true, baby. It's me, Keke Palmer. Let's wake up those taste buds with hot, juicy pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Mm. Hello Fresh. Stop dreaming of all the delicious possibilities and dig in at HelloFresh.com. Let's get this dinner party started.
As humans, we're naturally driven by the search for better. But when it comes to hiring, the best way to search for a candidate isn't to search at all. Don't search, match with Indeed. When I was looking to hire someone, it was so slow and overwhelming. I wish I had used Indeed. If you need to hire, you need Indeed. Indeed is your matching and hiring platform, with over 350 million global monthly visitors according to Indeed data, and a matching engine that helps you find quality candidates fast. Ditch the busy work. Use Indeed for scheduling, screening, and messaging so you can connect with candidates faster. And Indeed doesn't just help you hire faster. 93% of employers agree Indeed delivers the highest quality matches compared to other job sites, according to a recent Indeed survey. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/podcast. That's Indeed.com/podcast. Terms and conditions apply.
Build Black Podcast.
Hello guys, and welcome back to another Dope Black Dad podcast. My name is Cameron, and today I want to divulge into the word sorry, and I'll tell you why this came about to me. But first, let me ask you a couple of questions. Is it ever okay to not say sorry to your parents? And on the flip side, is it ever okay for your parents to not apologize to you? And as a parent, do you say sorry and to who? So these kind of questions got me thinking recently, all from one little event that happened yesterday. No, the day before yesterday, actually. And what happened basically was I was sitting down doing some work, and my daughter does this thing called a grateful journal. And she decided she can do it whenever she wants throughout the day. She just has to do it every single day. And she decided to do it while I was working. So obviously I'm in work mode, beast mode, trying to focus on what I'm doing. And she decides to do a grateful journal. And I'm like, okay, cool. She was struggling to think of something that she wanted to be grateful for. And I always tell her, if you want to be grateful for something, you need to think about what you've been doing either the day before or just something that you remember from the last day. And that's something you're going to be grateful for because you remember it. It's sticking in your mind. Anyhow, she came over to me and she was standing at a distance and she was like, Daddy, I can't think of anything that I'm grateful for. I'm like, all right, there, come over here. And she took one step forward. And I was like, a bit weird. Said, Vaya, come over here so I can help you with your grateful journal. She's like, no, thinking she was going to get told off. And what frustrated me was in my eyes, the way I had seen it was she doesn't trust me and she... she doesn't trust me. So why is she even asking me for this? I've got work to do. She's not listening to what I'm saying. And I went, Vaya, come here. And it scared her because I've got quite a deep voice. I never hit my kids, very much against that, but I definitely have shouted at them. And at that moment, I think all of it got heated and I shouted at her and she got really upset. And I said, come over here. Let me give you a hug. We'll calm ourselves down and we'll work for it together. And then she pushed me away. And I was like, oh, I got angry then. And this is all because I'm red in the moment. And that's it. I was red in the moment. And I know what I need to do when I feel like that. I've got a trigger in myself whenever I feel myself getting super angry. I just need a minute to calm down. So my wife took over and started helping with a grateful journal. And I just needed a minute and I was just calming myself down. And here's the most important part that I've learned from being a parent. And I didn't see much of this when I was a kid, but I definitely have seen the results of it. In that scenario, regardless of her being annoying to me, I was in the wrong. And after it calmed down, I had to then say sorry to my daughter. Now, it's not I could have or I should have. I had to tell her I was sorry because that's a huge moral in what I believe in. And I want her to be able to feel comfortable and know saying sorry is a normal thing. So yeah, I'd calmed down. She'd finish off doing her grateful journal. My wife went outside, and before she was going to go outside and play, I went, "Vaya, come over here." Said sorry for shouting. I said it wasn't okay. I shouldn't have shouted at you like that. I know why I got upset, but I'm sorry for shouting at you. And she was like, "Oh, okay." And I gave her a hug, and then we went out into the pool. We had a nice little pool time, and we had a bit more like father-daughter bonding. And I think moments like that are so important, because earlier in my kind of like parenthood journey, when Bea was like 3, 4, I would probably say, that age where they're constantly just asking why, I used to get really annoyed by it. Again, that was my own healing. I need to sort it out. But I used to get really annoyed at it, and I used to shout. And I knew, even though I never hit her, my voice was the equivalent to hitting her. She was genuinely scared of me because of me shouting. And you could just see it. You can see it in your child when they're like scared of you. And I remember when that happened when she was younger, and I was like, from now on, I'm going to try and reduce the amount of times I'm going to shout. But let's be real. The real point is, I still have slight anger issues, and I still may shout at my children because it's what happened to me as a child. So it still happens, but not as much, definitely. But when it does happen, the key thing that I need to focus on, and I have focused on, is being able to say sorry to her. So yeah, we played in the pool. I've said sorry to her. And ever since I've started doing that, I realized that she's starting to now realize that, hang on a minute, parents aren't perfect. They can get things wrong too. And I think that's such a key part of parenting, is letting your child know that you're not perfect, because no one is. And they will see you as the perfect person. That's why they copy all the traits. But by her knowing that I have flaws, and seeing I'm saying sorry for those flaws, I can see her starting to realize, like, okay, I shouldn't shout. That's not a good thing to do. She knows that now. So when she's speaking to her younger brother and she notices herself shout at him, it's quite cute. She's like, sorry for shouting, Elijah. And she'll give him a hug. And all, I say all of that to say this. Kids, and I've said this before in a previous podcast, kids don't do what you say. They do what you do. And it's so important to use your... the things that you do, the things that you're showing off to a child, you need to really, really like have a conscious effort on, is the way I just acted okay for my child to act out when they're an adult? If it's not, then you need to apologize for what you've done, explain to why it's wrong. And yeah, they can start to learn and see why it's wrong. So yeah, making amends around your kids. This is another topic I wanted to talk about. So again, let's say I'm having an argument with my wife. I'm making myself sound like a really angry person. I promise I'm really not. But like I said, these things happen, right? So me and my missus are having an argument, and we have arguments a lot more while we're on this trip. I've been traveling for 6 months, for those that don't know. And where we're staying at the moment is like a studio apartment in Bali. There's not a lot of space, but all in one room. So there's no like, let's just go to a room away from the kids. Let's go outside away from, like, we're all in each other's space. So we naturally are going to get more heated and argumentative around each other. And I say all of this to say this. So when me and my wife are arguing or have had an argument, it's something that you're not thinking about. You're not thinking, when you're angry and heated in the moment, you're not thinking, the kids are around me, I need to move out of the way. You're just trying to get your point across. That's why you're arguing, right? And one thing I've noticed is when we're arguing, the kids themselves, again, because they know what's good and what's wrong, or we try and show them that, they'll be like, guys, stop shouting. And that normally is a nice little quick reminder for us to, you know, calm down. But regardless, me and my wife still need to have a discussion about whatever we're disagreeing with. So the kids constantly are seeing the arguments. And one thing I've noticed while being in a space where we have no option but to always be around each other is the kids are aware.
A lot can happen in the next 3 years. Like a chatbot may be your new best friend. But what won't change? Needing health insurance. UnitedHealthcare Tri-Term Medical Plans are available for these changing times. Underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, they offer budget-friendly, flexible coverage for people who are in between jobs or missed open enrollment. The plans last nearly 3 years in some states, with access to a nationwide network of doctors and hospitals. So for whatever tomorrow brings, UnitedHealthcare Tri-Term Medical Plans may be for you. Learn more at uh1.com.
If you're struggling to lose weight, you've probably heard about weight loss medications like Wegovy or Zepbound, and you might be wondering if they're right for you. Meet PlushCare, a leading telehealth provider with doctors who are there for you day and night to partner with you in your weight loss journey. If you qualify, they can safely prescribe you medication from the comfort of your own home. To get started, visit plushcare.com/weightloss. That's plushcare.com/weightloss. plushcare.com/weightloss.
Ever catch yourself eating the same flavorless dinner 3 days in a row? Dreaming of something better? Well, HelloFresh is your guilt-free dream come true, baby. It's me, Keke Palmer. Let's wake up those taste buds with hot, juicy pecan-crusted chicken or garlic-butter shrimp scampi. Mm. Hello Fresh. Stop dreaming of all the delicious possibilities and dig in at HelloFresh.com. Let's get this dinner party started.
Of the arguments, but they're now also aware of us making amends around each other. And I just realized how important that is. Again, like I said, kids don't do what you say, they do what you do. They are seeing us have an argument and then make amends and be all lovey-dovey afterwards and be all cool and chilled. And when they're having arguments, I'm starting to see them replicate the same behavior. And I didn't notice this at first. We're like 5 months into this 6 month journey at the moment, and I've only started noticing it. What had happened was Vane and Elijah were playing football in the house. Why they play football in the house? Like kids, right? They're playing football in the house with this like little beach ball. And Elijah kept taking turns and he wasn't giving Vaya a turn. And then she was getting really upset about it. And she was like, Elijah, stop doing that. Elijah, Elijah. And she just keeps saying his name. She kept saying his name. And then she shouted it really loud. And me and my wife both looked at her like, whoa, she's angry. And then she realized, she was like, oh my God, like I got more attention than I needed. She was looking around thinking she was going to get told off. And I've done this thing where I kind of just take a step back sometimes just to kind of see like, what's she going to do? And she realized, I'm way too loud right now. And she was like, Elijah, I just need a minute. So she sat down, she was lying down on her bed, obviously upset a little bit. And by her going off to take a minute, Elijah realized, hang on a minute, now I've got no one to play with, right? So eventually he stopped playing. They went over to each other and she was like, Elijah, you made me really sad. I wanted to play the game and it was my turn. You didn't give me my turn. And he was like, yeah, I'm so sorry. How about you go first? And they made amends. And it was just beautiful to watch. And it was a bit of an experiment. Like I felt like I needed to go in there and be like, look, this is how you need to speak to each other. But just by letting it play its course, they learn. One, it's good to calm down. And two, explaining yourself in a calm manner is better than shouting at each other. And I do honestly believe the reason why she's able to do that now is because she's seen the arguments me and my wife are having and then seeing us make amends, and she knows how to do that. And yeah, like I said, I think having the studio apartment, I don't recommend everyone have a studio apartment because I think having that space is important. Letting the kids have their space, letting us have our space is important. But it has definitely come with a silver lining of knowing that the kids are now seeing us make amends. Because normally we just make amends in the evening after the kids have gone to bed. We'll then start talking in a calmer tone. But now we're forced to have to do that when we're just out and about in this one room, basically. Now, arguing and yelling is going to happen around the kids. But ultimately, you want to make the effort to show your kids you're making up and saying sorry to each other is basically what I'm saying from this story. Now, the other thing, just going back to another scenario where, you know, they have that kind of like sibling rivalry. I remember the biggest issue the kids had, we've kind of like nipped in the bud now, but they used to fight over iPads all the time. They both have their own separate iPads, but let's say, you know, my daughter's watching something on her iPad. Rather than my son just going around, I've watched it on my iPad, he'll go off and watch it with hers, which is good. It makes sense. They're sharing. But they would be like, no, this is my iPad. This is my iPad. And it was just so annoying. It's just, I guess, the generation these days, they want their own thing. You know, they're not taking turns. They're not sharing. They do a lot of like gloating in front of each other, excluding siblings from friend games when other friends would come over. This whole rivalry that these kids have, the kind of arguments they are having, obviously very different to the arguments that me and my wife are having, but they're arguments nonetheless. And what I kind of wanted to ask was, what are the people that are listening to this? What are your ways of navigating having two kids of a similar age and handling their emotions? Like I said, you've kind of heard a bit about what I'm doing. I've just about nipped in the bud of fighting over iPads, but the whole like not taking turns, not wanting to share, gloating in front of each other, that's the worst one. I hate when that happens. Like you give Vera a sweet and she's like, ah, look, Elijah, I got a sweet. And he wants a sweet, all this stuff. Yeah. What are your tips and things? If you could share that in some way, maybe on the Facebook group, whatever it is, I'd love to hear from you guys on your ways of navigating two kids of a similar age and handling their emotions when they have this form of like sibling rivalry. Now, like I said, this whole podcast started from the whole idea of saying sorry. And I thought, obviously, yeah, I say sorry to my kids. But what about saying sorry to your parents? And I had a deep thought about this. I was speaking to my wife about it as well. And I couldn't think of a time. Obviously, as a kid, you probably say sorry for loads of different stuff. But as an adult, like 18 and above, I couldn't think of a time of when I had said sorry to my mum or point blank why I should have said sorry to my mum. So I thought, I'm in a place of healing. I'm going to go literally just message my mum. I'll read this out to you guys. Let me just get it up. Hold on. Tell you what I messaged her. It was really interesting. Where are we? Go to my messages. Moda. So I said, doing some research for my next podcast. Have I ever said sorry to you as a child and as an adult? And it's meant a lot to you? If as an adult especially, what was it? And if not as an adult, have I ever done something to you that hurt you? Quite a loaded question for my mum to have on a random day, to be honest. But and nonetheless, she did eventually reply in about 10 minutes. Shout out to you, mum. Yeah, she said, son, you've done nothing as a child to be sorry for. All children are on a journey finding themselves. As an adult, you have done nothing that I have felt was intentional. But your wedding hurt me as I was not involved and turned up to my own son's wedding, not feeling included. But went along as it made you happy. You were smitten and I felt let things slide. Again, nothing to apologize for. Just wish it was the blending of two families and I was more involved. Which was interesting. I kind of did, when she said that, I kind of did get the feeling that she felt more involved about it. So when me and my wife got married, we got married in Portugal. It was amazing. Side note, I'm not that huge on weddings. Like getting married to me wasn't a huge thing. I'm not against it. I'm not for it. I just don't care enough about the whole debate about marriages. But nonetheless, I knew it was something that was very important to my wife. So I was like, I know I'm going to be with you for the rest of my life. If you want to get married to prove that or for whatever reason, cool, let's do it. My only one request was that we're getting married abroad because traveling is so important to me. So we got married abroad. It was in Portugal, one of the best days I've ever had. It was amazing having all the family and friends there. However, like my mum had mentioned in that message, she didn't have much, if not any, input on how that wedding would go. And I think that kind of comes down to, if I'm taking the part of my blame, is my naivety on allowing the rest of the family to be involved in the creation of that wedding. It was pretty much just me and my wife, more my wife, to be honest. Again, I wasn't really that bothered. I just wanted to get married abroad. And I think, yeah, my mum wanted to have more involvement in that wedding. So this kind of brings on the topic of, when it comes to getting married, what do you think is the purpose of getting married nowadays? And is it even worth it? I think the statistics are crazy. Like, it is a flip of the coin whether or not you stay married or you get divorced. But what is the reason people are getting married now? And I think for my mum, and I low-key would agree with this, I think the blending of two families is a beautiful reason to get married and a beautiful thing to celebrate during the wedding. But you've also got to pay respect that it is the whole point of a marriage is to show the love between one person and another person. That's the main reason. Those two people have chosen each other. The families did not choose each other. They've happened to just come along to the ride. However, if those two families do have, you know, a nice bond, or you do want to create this like joining of one families, I think the wedding is a perfect place to do that. Something I kind of, looking back, wish we did more of, because, you know, my side of the family and her side of the family, they kind of get on, but there's not like that joining of families. And I think the wedding would have been a great place to do that. Who knows? Maybe we'll do like a huge family holiday one day. That would be quite cool, but who knows? But yeah, so it was quite interesting for mum to say, she didn't feel like I needed to say sorry for that. And I think that's because as parents, especially as your kids get older, you tend to forgive your kids a lot quicker than they forgive themselves. I'll say that again. You tend to forgive your kids quicker than they do forgiving themselves. I think that's what I said. Anyway, I'm going along those lines. And that kind of brought me off from sorry to forgiveness. You know, I hope some of the questions that I've kind of said and the experiences that I've shared have you questioning your own life in a healing and in a positive way. And I kind of want to end it with this one for you. Forgiveness. Forgiveness is important. You know, that's true. But the question still stands, is it important? And is it important for who? Is it important for you? Is it important for the person you're forgiven for? Is it important for you both? Honestly, I can see both sides of it. So I'd love to put that question out for you guys. What do you think forgiveness is for? Who is it for? Who are we really forgiving? And with that note, guys, thank you for listening to this podcast, and I will see you in the next one. See you later.
Dope Black Podcast.
Ever catch yourself eating the same flavorless dinner 3 days in a row? Dreaming of something better? Well, HelloFresh is your guilt-free dream come true, baby. It's me, Keke Palmer. Let's wake up those taste buds with hot, juicy pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Mm. Hello Fresh. Stop dreaming of all the delicious possibilities and dig in at HelloFresh.com. Let's get this dinner party started.